This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Tush Push lives on. We will be able to watch short yardage plays continue to be dominated by the Philadelphia Eagles.
No cap.
Owners in the NFL voted today on the potential ban of the Tush Push, and they said, not so fast, my friend. Winning the vote were the Eagles 22-10. 22 teams voted to ban it. 10 teams voted to keep the Tush Push around. And Philly went on the most Philly thing they could possibly do. Their trolling was elite.
Well, they also brought Jason Kelce out there to give a sermon on why it shouldn't stay.
Well, he did not. They did not ask him to do that. They did not.
So he did that of his own accord?
Yeah, because there's fake news going on. This is from the New Heights podcast with his brother.
Lastly, obviously, there's the Tush Push, which they are voting on banning. It feels like this is the most legitimate chance it's had since they've been voting on it to be banned. I'll say this. I'm actually going to Minnesota.
What?
So there were some things said at the last owners meeting. Some of the owners and coaches hinted that the reason I stopped playing was because of the Tush Push and that I got hurt on the Tush Push frequently.
What the f***?
I'm just going to answer any questions people have about my partaking in this play. I don't care whether it gets banned or not. I think that at the end of the day, this is why you vote on things. And if they vote to ban the Tush Push, the Eagles are still going to run quarterback sneak at a very high percentage.
92% exactly.
I'm just going to offer any type of, like, if anybody has any questions about the Tush Push or whether I retired because of the Tush Push, I'll tell you this right now. I'll come out of retirement today if you tell me all I got to do is run 80 Tush Pushes to play in the NFL. I'll do that gladly. It'll be the easiest job in the world, and it'll be like 80-some snaps.
I can't wait to see a picture of you with a poster that says Pro Tush Push. Keep the push. Push my tush. Push my tush.
Do you think it's weird that I'm going? Should I go? Should I not go? I've been going back and forth.
I think you're doing Philadelphia and the Eagles organization right by going in here and representing that it's not what people are making it out to be. I think you're being a good teammate and a good player of the organization or former player.
So he went because he was reading at the last owners' meetings, and we had heard this, that the owners were saying that's why he retired. And so he was like, the hell with that? You're not going to sit there and say that's why I retired. So no. He showed up on his own. He said, I'm just going to go to Minnesota. I'm going to go, and if they have any questions about it, they can ask me about it. But look, they were talking out of turn because that's not why I retired. Yeah. He was just done. I don't know. Watch the Kelce documentary and see that he was an absolute disaster his final year.
He's walking around with acupuncture needles in his ankle, and he's like, I'm probably not supposed to be doing this. And his ankle is, you know, the size of a watermelon. And just like, what is going on here, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the tush push. That's just the wear and tear of offensive linemen.
Yeah, but that play's going to stick around. I don't take any issue with that play being in.
I'm neither pro nor anti. It's just, it is.
Just stop it. And if everybody could do it, they would. And you have the opportunity to spend time on it and perfect it. And that's exactly what Philly does.
Yeah, and then they have the perfect personnel to run it. That's the issue. Like the team that is basically second in every other category as far as like the tush push run is the Buffalo Bills. Like the Eagles, I want to say they've run it like a, was it like 92 times or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they've been successful on 85 of them.
Well, interesting you say that. Buffalo was one of the teams that voted to ban it.
Which is weird. Well, they're probably voting to ban it because they were number two in basically everything. But they were well behind the Eagles in success rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they don't have, like, they've got a monster quarterback. They've got a pretty good offensive line, but it's not the same because you don't have a quarterback who can squat 600 pounds.
Well, and this is the interesting part. The other teams in the AFC East, the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets,
mm-hmm.
all voted to keep it.
Which is weird.
Because if Buffalo is the second most successful, mm-hmm. you would think they would be the ones saying, no, get rid of this thing. Yeah. Let's ban it.
But they're like, whatever.
But they opted to keep it. Here are the 10 teams that voted against the proposal. The Eagles,
mm-hmm.
Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans. Those are the 10 that voted to keep the tush push. You can draw a lot of lines to why. Detroit, Dan Campbell's the coach.
Yeah.
He's a meathead. Mm-hmm. He is a football guy through and through, and he is a, well, stop it then.
Yeah.
The same can be said for John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And you also take the New York Jets' new head coach is Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm. He was the defensive coordinator in Detroit.
Who's the head coach of the Patriots?
Mike Vrabel, mm-hmm. meathead. Mm-hmm. Mike McDonald of, or Mike McDaniel in Miami. He is a guy who's like, dude, just stop the play.
Yeah.
Like, that's your job. Just stop the play. And then, obviously, the New Orleans Saints voted to keep the tush push in. Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator just last year. I am a little bit surprised that the Colts and the Cardinals didn't vote to keep it as well, because those are two former coordinators of mm-hmm. Philly that they got their head coaching jobs because, in large part, the success of that play and the Eagles organization.
Remember, Sirianni said, I'm counting on some guys.
Yeah. And he got
most of them. He didn't get all of them, though.
He got a lot of them. But you can draw the lines and just say, look, there is a direct correlation to Cincinnati or Tennessee. I don't get that one. Brian Callahan was at Cincinnati before. I don't know why Tennessee. Maybe that's going to be just their offense next year. They're just going to be like, tush push.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do.
Push my tush.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Push my tush. Thank you, Travis Kelce. New drop to the show. Travis Kelce.
Push my tush.
That's a Jeff Rust update theme song right there.
You're not going to pay extra for that.
You do, maybe sometimes. Yeah. Maybe sometimes you do. Did you see the tweet that the Eagles put out after?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Mm.
It is Jalen Hurts lining up under center, getting ready for the tush push against the Green Bay Packers, who proposed the rule change.
And they tried to walk it back a little bit.
And all the tweet says is push on.
Love it.
Well, push and now there's rumblings and reports that it was the league that actually went to the Packers and asked them to begin this proposal.
Yeah, that's a likely story.
Because they said that they didn't want to put it on any one single owner in the league
to
start this push.
Oh, so they're putting it on the entire Green Bay community.
Yes.
I like that theory. That's a good theory. And look, if you want to know anything, like, the players, they voted, the Players Association voted for the ban to go into place. And there have been a lot of people very outspoken about the dangers of the play. The reality is, it's no more dangerous than any other football play.
If anything, I would say it's less dangerous because it's such short yardage and short impact.
You're going low, you're pushing people. Yeah. I don't.
It's more of a rugby scrum than a football play.
Yeah. Stop the damn play.
Yeah.
How about that?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
That's why, you know, like, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I don't like that they banned the shift. It's like, if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want them, the other team to do the shift, learn how to hit the other way. You're a professional baseballer.
That's really hard to do when guys throwing 100, though. But I understand that idea.
I get again. Same sentiment.
It's just it's just, to me, it's dumb to legislate out a play that works a lot and really well.
Well, and the Eagles do it the best, and they also do it the most. Since 2022, they've run the tush push 108 times. The Bills are next, as you mentioned, 55. The third most team to utilize the tush push the most. The Chicago Bears, 16.
Teams don't like it because they've got something that they're really good at. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. You have a quarterback who has a very unique skill set. A lot of people said once Jason Kelce retired, the tush push would be gone because it'd be ineffective. No. They coach it. They teach it very well. They have a quarterback that is insanely strong. That is like, all right, hey, this quarterback can throw the ball too far. We're not going to let him throw the ball
more than 50 yards.
50 yards. Yeah. Can't do it.
No.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, their arms are way too powerful. We're going to, no, it's unfair because other guys can't do it. Stop it.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani hits nukes too far.
Yeah.
Like, no, what are we doing here?
Steroids. But that is, that's crazy for a play that, according to the NFL research, do you know the percentage of plays last year that were the tush push in the NFL?
0.01%.
0.28. 0.28% of plays were the tush push, and they're like, yeah, we need it out.
But the problem is the Eagles are so good at it that it just pisses everybody off.
Well,
deal with it. Figure it out. Stop it.
I hope that when the Eagles play the Green Bay Packers, and it's a Monday night game,
they just line up.
First and 10, very first play of the game, they go tush push.
Get like 5 yards.
Yeah, because it's going to be in Lambeau in November.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be cold. Just line up in the tush push, play one, and then Sirianni can just have booze rain down on him, and it'll be the most perfect scene of all time.
They won't do it.
They won't.
Cowards.
They won't. Actually, Sirianni might. He's a man. He is crazy enough to do that.
Yeah, he's got some pettiness to him.
I mean,
I like that.
Good golly, Miss Molly. He is.
It's not exactly watering the bamboo, but you know.
No, he doesn't water bamboo. He waters flowers.
Oh,
remember?
Flowers. That's right. Yeah.
He's a big flower waterer.
Yeah. All right. I'm the idiot. Yeah.
He's water, and then.
Bamboo, flowers. Well, you know, they both grow.
No, he got flowers thrown at him by fan after a game.
Yeah.
They didn't like the way those flowers were growing. They really didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.